Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Born in the Rockies, Coors Light is lagered cold for a crisp, clean taste. Filtered cold to ensure clarity and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve the world's most refreshing beer.
Presented by Coors Light. I'm Mark Schanosky, joined by my studio partners, Kendall Gill and Will Perdue. And we're wondering if we'd have to wait until Thursday at 2 o'clock to get some news. Well, we got it during the pregame show. It was funny, we were talking to Stacey King, and he was going on about how Jabari has done a nice job and he deserves some more opportunities. And then in mid-sentence, I hear in my ear, hey, they just traded Jabari to Washington along with Bobby Portis for Otto Porter Jr. And my first reaction was what the front office is basically telling the fan base is, we're not going to be able to go out in 2019 free agency and sign a major free agent. So we will absorb the $55 million remaining on Otto Porter's contract. Now, when he signed that contract, it was the Wizards matching an offer sheet from Brooklyn. Right. So they were willing to pay that big price. But Porter is a guy who's a good outside shooter, solid perimeter defender, but he's never reached that star level that the Wizards were hoping that he would get. Hopefully he'll do it here.
Yeah, hopefully he'll do it here. No, he hasn't reached the star level. One, he's been injured. Two, he's playing with two all-stars in the backcourt that command the basketball. And, you know, I think now that the Bulls acquiring him, coming in, and when one thing that I did not think about is he's 25 years old.
Yeah.
He's young just like the rest of these guys are. And when you put him with this group, hopefully you keep this core together for 4 or 5 years to really see what they can do. You look at the real successful team, Golden State, Toronto, now Boston. You look at those guys. Those guys have been together for a number of years, and that's what you have to do, in my opinion, to build a successful team.
And by doing that, you develop that chemistry.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that you really can't put a price tag on, but that comes with time. Now, again, as you talk about, this is a young core, but now all of a sudden you start looking at that core and you start to wonder, okay, of the guys that are currently here, Dunn, Levine, Markkanen, Carter Jr., which one of those guys doesn't necessarily fit into the picture? But let's just say that Chris Dunn is here. Now you start talking about that lineup with Porter in that lineup. I think immediately that makes them much better. A, Porter is the guy that will be their best perimeter defender. I think, B, he can play multiple positions. And one of the things, Kendall, you and I talked about when we first heard this trade, we talked about Hutchinson, how much better he's gotten as of late.
Yep.
And you think about when they start going against teams that go small, all of a sudden you put Hutch at the 3, Porter at the 4, and Markkanen at the 5. Mm-hmm. I think that in itself is a deadly lineup.
Yeah, you think that's something they can try to work with? I know that Jim Boylan likes the idea of using Lowry as a stretch 5, but we don't know exactly what the coaching situation will be going into next season.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I guess over the final 28 games, they can experiment with different lineup combinations and see what the best fit might be.
Yeah, and it's good that they made the deal now if they were going to make it, because now you get a chance to look and really see what you have and what you have based on the future, what the coaching situation will be. Will Jim Boylan's coaching philosophy be successful with now the personnel that
right.
he has? So, I mean, a lot of different things are open for interpretation. Now, here's the thing. Did the Bulls, and I asked you this question, Mark, while we were doing the halftime show, did the Bulls pull the trigger on this deal because Tobias Harris got traded to the 76ers?
Yeah, I think Tobias Harris was probably a guy that the front office looked at realistically, thinking that the Clippers are going to go big game hunting this summer. They're going to go after Kawhi Leonard and Kevin Durant, who would take that three spot, and right. they'd probably let Tobias Harris go mm-hmm. so they would have that cap space available. And I think the Bulls thought maybe that's a guy that we could bring into our program. But now with the trade that was done on Tuesday night where Philadelphia got him to bring a to create a big four with Embiid, Simmons, and Jimmy Butler, there's a good chance Tobias Harris may just decide, I'm going to stay in Philadelphia because I have a chance to win a number of Eastern Conference championships, right. and who knows what's going to happen with Golden State after this year. So I think that Otto Porter was a guy they thought at 25 years old, as Will mentioned, he played with ball-dominant guards and John Wall and Bradley Beal. Maybe there's more untapped potential there that we didn't see in Washington that we'll see in Chicago.
Yep, and I think one of the things now we can accept, I know that the Bulls don't want to use this word, but now the rest of the season is no longer about winning games. It's about putting themselves in a position, once again, to be in that bottom three, to have their best chance at getting the number one pick in the draft. But as we just all talked about, experimenting with different lineups. So we don't necessarily care about winning basketball games. We want to see improvement. But now you're also talking about, again, the big word, evaluation from now until the end. And now that we've made this trade, how does he fit with those guys? The guys we know are going to be here, LaVine, Markkanen, Carter Jr., Hutchinson, and do the Bulls make another move before the end of the trading deadline?
Well, I think there's a good chance that Robin Lopez will be bought out and allow him to join a contending team in the coming weeks. But when you look at Otto Porter coming in, one of the big holes on the team was the three spot. Chandler Hutchinson showing some potential, especially since he joined the starting lineup. Mm-hmm. But I think what Will said, you know, with Porter coming in, that brings some stability to that spot. They may win some games that they don't want to win down the stretch.
They may, especially if he comes and fits in well with the core that we have and these guys really start taking off and gelling together. And that's something that you really don't want at this point. But, you know, you still need to see them be successful in order to really make a really good decision this summer on what you're going to do based on free agency, based on the coaching situation, based on your personnel. I'd like to see them play at least well for a handful of games just to see what I have.
You know, it was interesting. As we were going into the pregame show for the game against New Orleans, I was thinking about, you know, because of the fact that New Orleans had so many people out of the game or out of the lineup.
Right.
I personally was thinking this is a must-win game from a morale standpoint. Because one of the things that Kinlan and I can attest to is losing sucks.
Period. Sure, yeah.
I don't care whether the organization is rebuilding, because that's the last thing players want to hear. We're rebuilding. Now, what I think it is doing partly is sending a message to everybody that regardless of who you are, and apparently Bobby Portis, as we would, I think, all agree, was the heart and soul of this team.
Yes.
They just traded the heart and soul. So that tells them that, hey, man, everybody needs to be on their P's and Q's because we're in a position where we're going to do something that we think makes us better. You talked about how, okay, they were probably targeting Tobias Harris. Well, Tobias Harris is now in Philly, and Philly has made it known that they're going to make every attempt to re-sign him. Mm-hmm. All right, so that takes him off the market, per se. So that means we've struggled to get free agents. That means that in order to get better, we feel that maybe we have to do it through trades. They've done a nice job through the draft, so now they have to make it with trades. Who knows what else is going to come down the pipe before the trade deadline this year, but also before we get to the summer. So, again, you're back into that evaluation, and I think if Porter does come in and fits in, which I think he will, what does that do for this team? Because I think they will win some games that maybe they don't want to win. Because, listen, you don't have to be the worst team in the league. You just have to have one of the three worst records to all have the same percentage to try to have the best opportunity to get the number one draft pick.
And when you think about what the team could look like next year, if they get a top three pick, you're looking at Zion Williamson, you're looking at R.J. Barrett, his Duke teammate, and Ja Morant, the point guard at Murray State. So if you add one of those three guys to a team that has Dunn, LaVine, Porter, Markkanen, and Carter Jr., is that a playoff team?
I think possibly. I thought they were going to be a playoff team this year. You know, but if you
add, because all you have to do is finish 500 in the East, you probably make the playoffs.
Yeah, you finish 500, but I mean, if you add those two guys to the mix and another year of maturity for the younger players, and now Otto Porter joining the bunch, and if you add one of those two players, Ja Morant, or Zion Williamson, yeah, I think that they could possibly make the playoffs, because I think that this team and the young players are ready to move to the next level. This year should leave a bad taste in their mouth. If you're Zach LaVine, if you're Lauri Markkanen, you want to reach the next level. All of these people the media have projected Lauri Markkanen to be an all-star, Zach LaVine perhaps to be an all-star. They don't want to waste any more time, and I'm sure they're tired of being at the bottom of the basement. So, yes, if they draft these two players, I think that either or, they're going to come in with this group, and these guys not only going to be pushing the young players, but also going to be pushing themselves to get better.
Well, there's going to be a perception among a portion of the fan base that the Bulls basically threw up their hands and said, you know what, we can't sign anybody in free agency, so we're going to take this contract on, and people are going to go, well, why shouldn't Chicago be a destination for free agents? I know that's a much longer explanation as to why it doesn't work, but is this going to appease a fan base that is apathetic to a large degree right now?
That's to be determined. I would think initially, probably not. But as we've talked about, and I think unfortunately for Otto Porter Jr., it's not because of him. It's because of his contract.
Right.
Because people aren't going to think about the player, Otto Porter Jr. I mean, right now, all over Twitter, all it's talking about is, oh, my God, over the next 2 years, you're going to pay him almost $56 million. How is he ever going to – he's going to be your highest-paid player, but yet he's not going to be your best player. You know, and we don't know what his ceiling is. One of the most dangerous words in this game is potential. Mm-hmm. But all these guys that we just talked about, LaVine has potential, Markkanen has potential, Carter has potential. Now you're bringing another guy that has potential. I think now that they're saying, okay, on one hand, they're like, hey, at least they're trying to do something because they're – and this is just our opinion – they've accepted the fact that they're not going to hit the home run in free agency, so they're trying to do something. They're trying to get better. I'm going to give them that. Now, let's wait and see what happens with the draft and where they go with the draft. You know, if they get lucky and hit the home run and get Zion Williamson, holy cow. Now, all of a sudden, it's a totally different outlook, you know, and everybody's excited for the season to start. But I think one of the things that the guy you like in Moran, the kid from Murray State, all of a sudden, he comes in, and that's your point guard of the future. All of a sudden, that's Morant, LaVine, Porter, Markkanen, and Carter Jr. I like that starting five, but now they use that. What did you say? They have about $19
million? Yeah, somewhere 15 to 20. Yeah.
Because Morant is on a rookie deal, that's when they need to start boosting that bench. And all of a sudden, I think there's no doubt this is a playoff team, but I'm not saying a contender, but a playoff team, but that's a step in the right direction.
We've heard some talk that there may be some interest in a Derrick Rose homecoming. That would certainly fit in that 10 to 15 million window.
Yeah, it would certainly fit. And one, you need another veteran. We've all heard about the growth of Derrick Rose this year with Karl Anthony Towns and the Jimmy Butler situation, how Derrick mentored all of the young guys through that whole situation and how he was successful. So I think that Derrick is ready to come back and not just be a leader through his actions, but also a vocal leader on the court now. I mean, everybody knows he's a former MVP. Everybody knows he can still play, had another 50-point game, possibly, if he stays healthy in the second half of the season, possibly could win Sixth Man of the Year. So I think that when you add guys like that to the mix of these young players, I mean, it can only be a bonus for your team.
And my understanding, there's some rumblings that the Bulls as an organization are trying to do all their homework as far as dot the I's and cross the T's to make that a possibility.
Right.
But I think what they're trying to do is they're going to wait and see who they get in the draft and if Derrick has turned into that guy that he seems to have been, mm-hmm. as far as now a guy that's taken what he's learned and has been sharing those experiences with the younger players to help them deal with adversity. Is there another point guard out there that's available that could provide that for, hypothetically speaking, a Morant who they want to be their point guard of the future?
They bring Taj back too. He's a free agent.
Yeah,
I don't know how much that money would stretch, but you know, you think about guys that I know they want to bring solid, productive NBA veterans in here to stabilize the young group. Otto Porter at 25 fits in with the youth. Mm-hmm. but he's not going to come in as a veteran leader. Do you think that's going to be a priority in free agencies to try to bring some really good guys in the locker room who can teach the young guys how to be professionals?
I think it has to be because you just traded away one.
Yeah.
You know, and Bobby Portis. Everybody loved Bobby Portis in that locker room. Everybody loved Bobby outside of the locker room. We all know, like Will just said, he's the heart and soul of this team. So you got to get one or two of those guys back in the locker room. And not only – not guys that are on their last leg, but guys that can
still play. Yeah.
And that's what Derrick Rose and Taj Gibson represent.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what shakes out over the final hours of the NBA trade deadline. Everybody waiting to see if Anthony Davis is going to become a Laker, but it sounds like the New Orleans Pelicans want to hold the line there and try to stand up for carrying the banner of the small market team, saying we're not going to be raided by the the big bad Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, but you know what? I understand people saying, well, maybe they should hold out. They hold all the keys. But I actually like the Laker deal.
Well, they're offering a lot, that's for sure.
They're offering a lot. Look, you know, if my wife today said, listen, you know, it's over, you know, I got Janet Jackson right here. I'm like, okay, I'll take that deal. I say, I'll take that deal.
It's funny how late in these podcasts we always get back to Janet Jackson, you know. I'm not sure exactly how that always happens. But
so, like, it's a good deal. That's what I'm saying. It's a good deal. So, you know, you're getting two second picks in the draft. Kyle Kuzma, who was a steal of the draft last year, two first round picks.
Josh Hart, the big Zubats kid, and two
Josh
first
Hart.
Round. Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. I mean,
that's a lot.
That's a lot. And I think, and when I look around the league, I'm saying that to me is a better deal than anything that I'm going to get.
But the NBA is a superstar driven league, and I think the New Orleans front office looking at it like, those are all nice players, but is any one of them going to be an all NBA type of player? And I don't think they see that in any of those guys. Where if they wait till the summer, maybe get Jason Tatum, he could be an all NBA kind of guy.
If, as my grandfather used to say, if was a fifth, we would all be drunk.
So there we go. You could take your fifth on your date with Janet Jackson, all right?
Okay. Sounds like you might be a little nervous.
Like I was with Hallie.
That's right.
Hey, before we get out of here, from a selfish perspective, you know, we've got 28 more games to do, and I think that for the fans who loyally watch the games, and we're grateful that you do on NBC Sports Chicago, Will, I think it's going to give us something to talk about over these last 2 months. That, you know, how is Otto Porter fitting in, and what kind of lineup combinations are they using, and is this something they can do going forward? I think it really ups the interest level in the last 28 games.
Well, there's no doubt about it because of the fact that, you know, it brings some new blood into this lineup because there really wasn't. I don't want to sit here and be a Debbie Downer and. But there really wasn't a lot of positives to talk about because they weren't winning games. I mean, literally, they're 2-14 in 2019. And, you know, what we praised was when the Zach LaVine trade was made, we talked about they have a direction. But it seems like that direction has gotten muddied by the waters. So now you're talking about we seem to have kind of gotten back on track with this trade by the direction that we're going by getting younger. But yet, you know, we're going to focus a lot on that money. But the big question is now, game to game, how does he fit in? What type of rotations will we see?
Sure.
But there's still unanswered questions as far as what happens with Lopez, you know, his situation moving forward. So, I mean, it makes it, in my opinion now, that actually makes his team interesting again.
Yeah, because with Wendell Carter Jr. out for the season and Chandler Hutchison out for at least a few more weeks, your top two draft picks that you want to see develop were sitting on the bench.
Right.
You know, we've seen a lot of Zach LaVine and Chris Dunn and Lauri Markkanen, and that's still a work in progress in terms of developing chemistry. But now I think that you're going to get a bigger overview of what this Bulls team is going to look like, at least in the next few years.
Yeah, you are. This is an important reason why these guys need to play together. I wish Wendell hadn't have gotten hurt or Chandler Hutchinson, because then you would really get a real view of what they could be. But I think we're going to get a sample size of what they can be with Otto Porter coming in. We're going to see what he can do on the defensive and offensive end. How can he stretch the defenses? So, you know, it's these last 28 games, I think that you're right, Mark. I mean, for selfish reasons, I want to see these guys together and see what they can do. And in particular, if hopefully a Derrick Rose can can be re-signed, and a Taj Gibson can be re-signed. I think with a good mix of veterans and young players, then you're definitely a playoff team next year.
Well, as Will mentioned, I think that the door is open from both sides for a possible Derrick Rose reunion. We don't know what kind of money he's going to command on the open market, what other teams might show interest in him, but it'll be something to watch for Bulls fans during the offseason. As we said about Otto Porter, it's his sixth NBA season. He's only 25 years old. He shot over 50% from the field each of the last two seasons. He's a 40% career three-point shooter, so he's a guy that should fit on paper with this Bulls team, getting away from John Wall and Bradley Beal, who controlled the scoring action in Washington. We may see if he can take that game to another level, but we'll just have time will tell.
And that's what we're going to have to do now, is we have to kind of pull back our expectations, allow him to fit into this rotation, and be patient. But at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, and this rotation looks good on paper, we're still back to the ultimate question, though. Who is the leader on this team? I understand we're talking about possibly bringing in a Derrick Rose as a temporary leader. Taj Gibson is a temporary leader. But there has to be somebody that plays significant amount of minutes.
Well, it should be Zach.
It should be.
Yeah.
There's no ifs, ands, or doubts about it, but I'm not sure how that has gone up to this point, because one of the things that we've seen with him is he wants to win. There's no doubt about
sure.
it. You've seen the frustration from him in some of these interviews post-game, in practice the next day. But the question is where does he stand in the eyes of his teammates as far as being a leader? And that's something that we're hoping develops over these last couple, this last half of the season as well. So it's just not about Otto Porter. It's about developing leadership. And one of the things Kendall and I constantly talk about, a pecking order, in the sense that where does everybody fall on the depth chart as far as who do we go to and what type of situation?
I believe Will is right, 100%. You know, I believe Zach should be the leader of this team. I think that he still has to grow into that. And that's why I think it's so important for you to bring a Derrick Rose or a Taj Gibson, and guys that have been successful in this franchise in previous years, to maybe mentor Zach on how to be a leader and show him how to be a leader. But I think that he will be that in the future. It's just taking him a longer time in order to get there.
Well, let's be honest. The key thing, date in the future of the franchise is May 14th, the NBA draft lottery. Zion Williamson, who Scottie Pippen said is the best prospect to come into the league since Michael Jordan, which is quite a statement, but that's what Pip said the other day on The Jump on ESPN. So there are – what?
You know, Scotty just says some crazy things.
That's why they love to have him on. So we love to have Horace on as well, because you never know.
Those guys. A guy named LeBron James.
Well, my point is, though, Zion Williamson is potentially a franchise-changing player.
Yep.
And so if you can get a guy like that, that takes you back to where the Bulls were in 2008 when they got lucky and got Derrick Rose.
Sure.
If you bring a guy like Zion in, that is going to be your big prize. That's going to be your big offseason addition. That's going to create a whole new level of buzz within your fan base. So that's the big day coming up. Don't look for the Bulls to do anything big in free agency now after the acquisition of Otto Porter Jr. We'll have to see if they get lucky on May 14th. But until that time, a lot of basketball still to be played. We will be charting the progress of Otto Porter Jr., see how he fits with this young rebuilding Bulls team, and we'll be talking about it throughout the rest of the season on the Bulls Talk podcast presented by Coors Light. For Will and Kendall, I'm Mark. Thanks for listening. We'll be coming at you again real soon.